It's late afternoon, a few minutes after the close of our last episode. And during these few minutes, a major development has occurred in the office of District Attorney Frederick Apt. The DA has concluded that Miss Tony Fascina is telling him the truth. The truth about Kate Beegman's role in the murder of Gordon Weber. Now, Miss Fascina's mania overcomes her. For a moment, she loses control. Starts to weep pitifully.
There, there, Miss Fascina. You just take a moment to pull yourself together. Get me Lieutenant Halverson. He's waiting in my assistant's office.
Halverson speaking.
Halverson, pick up Kate Beegman.
Just like that?
For questioning. Pick her up for questioning.
Miss Fascina giving you an earful?
Poor Miss Fascina hasn't finished her statement. This is most painful to her. However, with what we know and what Miss Fascina has already told me, well, it's a tragic affair, Lieutenant. Kate Beegman is... Let's say she isn't what she appears to be. She's an evil young woman.
What are you going to do about her father?
I'll release him after you pick up the girl. And when you do...
Yeah?
Don't alarm her.
What?
Don't alarm her. Don't give her a chance to call on her father's lawyer. I intend to question her without interference from Perry Mason.
Okay.
And I suggest you be very careful, Lieutenant. Remember, that girl's a killer.
Uh-huh. I'll see you in a little while, Mr. Rat.
Now it's a few minutes later. As Lieutenant Halverson goes to the Beekman home. Mrs. Beekman?
I'm Mrs. Beekman.
I'm Lieutenant Halverson. I'm in charge of investigating Gordy Weber's death.
I know who you are, Lieutenant. What is it?
I'd like to speak with you for a few minutes. May I come in?
All right. If it's necessary. But it won't do you any good.
What makes you say that, Mrs. Beegman?
Because I'm not going to help you hang that killing on my husband. My husband's innocent. And I won't waste my breath repeating he's innocent. He is, and I know it. Even if you'd like to smear him.
I don't blame you for feeling as you do, Mrs. Beegman. But please try to understand my position. I didn't manufacture the evidence against your husband.
And I don't care about evidence. I know he's innocent.
Yes, ma'am. Where is your older daughter, Mrs. Beegman?
Kate?
Yes, is she at home?
No. Why?
I have a few questions to ask her. Do you expect her?
I'm not sure.
Won't she be home this evening?
I really can't say, Lieutenant. Kate's visiting friends. When her father was arrested, Kate wanted to go away for a few days. Did you tell her not to leave home?
No,
no one told me she wasn't supposed to leave.
Okay, Mrs. Beekman, if you'll tell me where she is now.
Why do you want to see her, Lieutenant?
Questions. Just routine questions.
Just routine. I can tell you everything she can.
I want to see her, Mrs. Beekman. Where is she?
I don't know.
What?
I said I don't know where she is.
You also said that she was visiting friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Who?
She didn't say.
Now, let's start all over again, Mrs. Beekman, shall we? Where did your daughter say she was going?
To visit friends.
All right, who?
Family friends. Didn't say exactly.
And you say that you don't know.
I don't. Hope you aren't going to call me a liar, Lieutenant.
I wouldn't do that. But I don't mind saying that I think it's peculiar.
Yeah? And I think it's peculiar you can throw an innocent man in jail.
Mrs. Beekman, can you locate these family friends that your daughter is visiting?
I don't know. Maybe I can. I try hard enough.
Well, then suppose you try, please.
Why?
I have some questions.
I know. Routine questions.
That's right.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to wait, Lieutenant.
This is an official investigation, Mrs. Beekman.
Yes.
It's a very serious matter.
Yes, I know.
And you refuse to cooperate?
Why should I? Excuse me. Oh, Mr. Mason.
Hello, Audrey.
Come in.
Thank you. Oh, you have company.
He's a police officer.
Yes, I know. Hello, Halverson.
Mason.
He wants to see Kate.
Mrs. Beekman informs me her daughter is visiting friends of the family, but doesn't know exactly who they are, she says.
I don't.
Well, why do you want to see Kate?
Routine questions.
Well, then you have no problem. Mrs. Beekman can tell you everything.
Well, that's beside the point.
Really, Lieutenant? I'd say it was very much to the point. Audrey, were you asked officially to keep your daughter home?
No.
Did you tell the girl to stay home, Lieutenant?
Uh-uh.
No, of course not. Because according to you and the DA, you have the murderer in jail. You have all the evidence you need to convict him.
Mason.
I'm only quoting you, Lieutenant. And as you say, you have only routine questions to ask Miss Beekman.
And I intend to ask them.
Why?
Mrs. Beekman, I'm willing to accept your statement that you don't know exactly where your daughter is. But I am certain that you can find her if you try. Now, I advise you to try.
Mr. Mason.
You'd be wise to take my advice, Mrs. Beekman.
Mr. Mason's my husband's lawyer, and he's also a friend. Now, I'll listen to Mr. Mason.
Why is this girl suddenly important, Halverson?
I didn't say she is.
Well, then it doesn't matter whether you're talking
now,
to her or
Mason,
not.
Now, look, Mason, nobody tells me... I'm not going to let you put words in my mouth, Mason. And I won't let you tell me my business. I want to question Kate Beekman, that's all. I want to question her, and I'm within my rights.
Then do it officially, Halverson. Get a subpoena and make it official. But until you do...
You'll give me a runaround, hmm?
My daughter is visiting friends. Now, that's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Friends of the family?
Yes, sir.
Friends like Mr. Mason here, for example?
I don't know.
I said, for example. All right, Mrs. Beekman. I'll be seeing you, Mason.
What does it mean, Mr. Mason?
Well, it means that he knows something. Perhaps that Kate was in the murder apartment.
Oh.
We'd just like the DA to have Kate picked up for routine questioning, take her to an outlying precinct, and do his best to break her down.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to spoil his little game. And then we'll both play cat and mouse. Della, the police want Kate Beekman.
Harry!
Not officially, you understand. Halverson just happened to stop by her home to ask routine questions.
Is that all he wanted to ask?
I don't think so. Now, Della, listen carefully. The DA can do one of two things. He can issue a subpoena for Kate, in which case I'll have her go immediately to headquarters and give herself up. That way, I will know exactly where she is, and I'll be ready to slam back with a writ of habeas corpus. Or... Mr. Rapp can get real tough and issue a subpoena for me and ask if I know her whereabouts.
Which you do.
I do now, but we're going to change that. Is Kate there beside you?
No, Chief. She's taking a shower.
Okay. As soon as you hang up, tell her to leave.
And?
Wait a minute. I don't want to know where she goes.
Well, all right.
Leave all of that to you. All I know is Kate was with you, but you told her to leave. Now, Della, if you happen to tell Kate to go into the next room... complied with my request, you see? Even if you keep her there in your apartment, I won't know it.
Uh-huh. Well,
don't tell me what you intend doing. I'm leaving this entirely up to you. And there's one more thing. So far, Mr. Apt and I are beating around the bush, and I like it fine. Because until he comes out in the open, he can't force Kate to come forward.
And if he does come out in the open?
Well, he'll do so only because he has to have Kate's testimony. And if he has to have Kate's testimony, she's in it, Bella.
Mr. Mason.
That's true, Audrey. Now it's up to us to get her out. Bella, go back to the office, will you? I'll phone you as soon as I see Mr. Apt.
Well, Perry Mason doesn't know just how seriously and deeply Tony Fassina has involved Ed Beekman's daughter. And as we shall learn... Kate may become so deeply involved in Weber's murder, she may never escape unhurt. Because, as we shall also learn, Perry Mason is beginning a fight for Kate Beekman's life. By all means, hear tomorrow's important and exciting development.